This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
You're listening to WILL AM 580. This is Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. We're in the midst of the final day of our June fund drive, and if you have not given yet, or if you have, maybe you can get back in and help us out just a little bit. We've raised quite a little bit of money over the last 2.5 days, well, 2 1/3 days, $86,841 from 254 pledges. But let me say this. I think we'd like to push that over. Oh, I'd love to go over the 90,000 marker, put on $3,059 in the next 10 minutes. Not likely possible, but how about half that amount? If you listen to this program, if you listen to the radio station on a regular basis, you know that you're a partner with us, and we really like you to help us out. Here's the way you can do that. 217-244-9455 is the number to call. We've had a great pledge. We're heading for the end of the year. We want everything in the bank that we're going to spend next year by the 30th day of this month. Visa, MasterCard, Discover, call it 217-244-9455 or go online at willpledge.org. If you're one of our agriculture listeners, just willag.org and hit the donate button at the top of the page and tell them agriculture, of course. If you're one of our regular listeners and you listen to some of the ag programming, don't quite understand it, but know that it's a valuable service, or you like some of our other programming, please do give us a call right now at 217-244-9455. It's the important and right thing to do. And frankly, we'd like to keep this fund drive momentum going. It's really been great so far. It really has. I've been in a lot of fund drives over the last, 2.5 decades, and this one's going very well. So if you can help us out, it would be fantastic at 217-244-9455 or willpledge.org. Let's take a look at what's been happening in Chicago now from the CME group, where the trade is lower in the corn pit, a bit higher in the wheat, and lower in the soybeans. Wheat futures July contract for the soft red at 618 is down, rather up 5.5 cents, and the hard red up 8.25 at 716. July corn futures at $4.56.5¢/3/4 lower. December at 452¼, down 2 cents, and the May futures at 469.5, down 3/4. July there at 474¼ in the corn pit. That's down 1¢/3. July beans at 1477¼, down 4 cents. November 1216¾, a nickel lower, and the July beans of next year at 1232, down 3¾. Bean meal is down 380. Bean oil down, or rather up 40 cents. August live cattle futures at $140.075, unchanged at this hour. August feeders at $198.625, they're up 32.5, and June lean hogs at $112.35 are down $1.25. Have you dialed in yet? I kind of hope so. If not, do it right now at 217-244-9455. Speaking of dialing in, I do believe that Jackie Vakes is on the phone line. She's at Stuart Peterson, right here in the Champaign County area, and joins us each and every Wednesday to talk about the marketplace. Hi, Jackie. How are you?
Well, good morning, and I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing very, very well. So I suppose we're in that segment now of the season where we really just look at the crop progress and we say, what's happening in the fields? What do you see across the 8 primary growing states?
Well, you know, when you look at those, this is very interesting because, you know, this is pretty much where USDA looks in terms of making any kind of adjustments to yield. And on the corn, as of this week, 5-year average is 94% planted in those states. We're 97% planted on actual. And on beans, 72% is the 5-year average. Actual is 83%. Now, you know, they represent 68% of the corn acres, the intended planting corn acres, and about 64% of the intended bean acres. So it's a pretty good cross-section, or pretty, you know, dramatic number. So all it does really is say to us, you know, it's unlikely that they're going to lower yield. In fact, they may actually even raise yield a little bit on this next USDA report. But, you know, we did have strong weather last night. I know we live in the same area, so the old skies were rocking and rolling and pouring rain, and I did get pictures in from guys out in Nebraska today who had some pretty strong hail damage, and yet everybody feels fairly confident that you know, it'll come back. It does open it up to more problems as you go on through the growing season, but not that it destroyed everything. So we had a little bit of flooding in some places, too, in general.
You talked about the eight states. Let me see if I can list those. So I know which ones are definitely going to be in. So the three I states, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Nebraska, Minnesota, Ohio, South Dakota, and the last one, Kansas?
Missouri.
Missouri. All right. Okay. Missouri it is.
Yep.
I just wasn't quite sure which state. I was pretty sure of the first seven, but that eighth one just threw me for a bit. Well,
yeah, I was kind of tough too, you know, and it's interesting when you talk with producers. In fact, today I had a Minnesota producer tell me, "Oh my gosh, you know, we're going to lose so many acres up here. It's just unbelievable how many acres of corn we're going to lose." And then I look at the crop progress, and they're 93% planted. Well, how many corn acres are you going to lose?
Well, you know, yeah. And you look at crop progress, and did you see the North Dakota crop progress? And they were what 90? They were in their 90% good to excellence or something like
yes.
that.
It's absolutely amazing. Although, you know, when you look over the years, there's really not a lot of, or it doesn't seem to be a lot of correlation between what we see as good to excellent and whether, you know, where we end up from a yield standpoint, but it's a guideline.
Yeah, I had a conversation with Daryl Good about that one on the sidewalk yesterday morning, and we decided that if you went outside, because that one's subjective, if you went outside and you had a corn crop that was up in North Dakota and your neighbor was not planted, it obviously looked good to excellent.
that is very true. And, you know, the other weakness, I guess, in the crop progress reports is, you know, that individuals who report don't always use the same criteria, let's say.
But, that's exactly what my point was. Yeah.
Yeah. Over the years, I've heard of guys who just call the local elevator and ask them what's going on. A guy who just looks at his field and tells you what's going on. You know, the USDA has to have some type of trust in these people that they're fairly close to real, you know, and over the years, I guess they have been. When you look at the WASDE reports, condition ratings are a part of their formula, mm-hmm. you know, for projecting. And in that respect, I guess that there is some weighting on that side. But, you know, it is just such a subjective situation that makes it very, very tough.
All right. Best set of advice, and then we'll have to wrap it up for the morning.
Well, I think, you know, if you haven't done anything, especially on beans, you need to do something. You know, we've seen beans go down. I'm expecting to see them go down even further. I think that we're going to pick up more acres, and you just can't deny that a $12 price is not a bad price. Even though with basis we're under 12 right now, you can still do the board. You can do some options if you want to and go actually deeper in the money if you want to. You could go to 1240 and type of strategy. So just Don't lose sight of the fact that, yeah, we had some rain, yeah, we had some hail. These crops are, Mother Nature's pretty much set up the perfect climate change for these crops at this stage of the game, and we cannot outguess it. Risk management is not about outguessing what the market's going to do. It's about being prepared for whatever it offers you.
We'll talk with you again during the closing market report this afternoon, then.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That's Jackie Vake. She's at Stewart Peterson right here in Champaign County and joins us on a Wednesday morning to take a look at the agricultural futures markets. We'd like you to join us in one of our endeavors. That's raising funds to spend for the programming you're listening to right now for the next fiscal year. Les Schulte, in the next minute and a half, we want people to dial in at 217-244-9455.
We sure do, Todd. And join the 254 other people who have made pledges of support so far in the last few days ensure the fact that the kind of programs that they enjoy, like agricultural programs, if that's one of the services that you truly appreciate here on this, your public radio station, WILL, call and let us know that. Call 244-9455 or maybe online at willpledge.org. Make sure you mention agriculture as one of the services that that you appreciate and are supporting here on this station. So far, we have raised over $86,000. Actually, we're just less than $200 away from $87,000.
Well, hopefully, we blew by that number already because we've been asking them to give for the last 10 minutes, and kind of hopefully got there. We haven't looked. So
that's right. So
I'm
we're just
say we did.
Okay. So all right. So let's say we did. Let's say we're over 87.
I want to get to 90, but hey, that's me.
Well, we can do that if people call in. Maybe make a pledge at the $200 level or above. If that fits into your budget, you can put that on your credit card, your Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express, because the dollars we raise right now are going to be spent next year on products and services and programs for you. 217-244-9455.
You're listening to WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9 HD3, Urbana.